Thank you for tuning in to the Heritage Church of God in Maumee, Ohio, where Senior Pastor Robert L. Fry has a great message from God's holy word. We'd love for you to come and join us at Heritage Church of God, where our motto is, a salvation experience makes you a member. We're located at 3520 Strayer Road in Maumee, Ohio. Look for the red brick church in the valley. If you'd like more information about Heritage Church of God, contact the office at 419-861-9520 or visit our website at heritagechurchofgod.org. Now, let's listen to Pastor Fry share a message inspired by God.
I want to read a scripture to you out of the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. Therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affliction and mercy, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through selfish ambitions or conceit, but in the lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves. Let each of you look out not only for his own interest, but also for the interest of others. Our Heavenly Father, I pray today for this message. Lord, everyone here needs to hear it. Those who aren't here need to feel it. And so, Lord, I pray that as we move forward with this church, that this message ring home to our not only our ears, but our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. I said to some people, I believe this may be one of the most important messages that I ever preach here today, because we are right at a point in the church that we can go forward or we can go backwards. We're at that crossroads where, what direction do we go? And God has one direction and only one. When we dig in on a position, no matter what it is, and then the church makes a different decision, because we have dug in, it separates us from the congregation. And many times those people end up leaving. Thankfully, we have had good unity in this church. Part of that is because of how we are built and how this church came together. But I was reading last week about a church in Texas that had a dispute within the church. And you say, preacher, do we have a dispute? Nope. That's why I'm getting out in front of this. They had a dispute, and it was so bad in the church that it went to the Texas Supreme Court. And the Texas Supreme Court threw it out and wouldn't hear it because they said it belongs back in your denomination with your church leadership needs to figure this out. So the town newspaper did a report on it, and they dug into what caused this church fight. One old man, as they were eating dinner, didn't get as big of a portion as one of the young men did. That's the truth. I know a church that, it was in Michigan, and the church had done well for over 100 years. But then some wildcatters came through, and they wanted to dig some oil wells, and the church had quite a large property, so they dug an oil well on the church, and they hit a gusher. Everybody in town wanted to tell the church what to do, so everybody in town joined the church with the money. And it literally tore the church completely apart. How can a church have unity within themselves? And it's important that the church has unity. The Bible says in John 17:11, keep them in thy name, the name which thou hast given me, that they may be one even as we are one. Now, what was Jesus saying to the Father, that they may be one even as we are one? He was talking about the Trinity, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Even though they appear separate, they are one. They have the same goals. They have the same ambition. They are the same God. And he is saying, I want my church to be one even as the Trinity is one. I want my church to have one goal, one purpose, and that goal is to win souls. That goal is to teach you how to live a Christian life so you can live above the things of the world. That's what the goal of the church is. That's what the church is all about. It isn't about whether we have chandeliers or not. I read about an old man in a church, and he was the aginner. Doesn't matter what the church wanted to do, he was always agin it. And they were having a meeting, and they're going to vote on new chandeliers. And after all the discussion was over, the old man stood up and said, I'm agin it. And the chairman of the board said, Mr. Jones, why are you agin the chandeliers? He said, two reasons. Number one, we don't have a person here who knows how to play one. And what the church really needs is lights. I have seen people dig in on positions. When we had built this church, we didn't have division, and we had to pick out carpet, and we had to pick out pews, and we had to pick out the colors on the pews. We had to pick out the style of the building. We had to pick out whether we wanted a gym or we wanted two full stories. We had to pick out where it was going to set and how it was going to set and what kind of parking lot we wanted and how big of a parking lot and how big of a building and how many people had to be seated and what color the drapes were supposed to be. And I mean, it was overwhelming, and we didn't split. We didn't split because we have one common goal. We're going to win souls, and we're going to make sure that people grow in the Lord. That's what Jesus meant when he said, I pray that you are one, that the church is one, even as we are one. 1 Corinthians 3, for I am afraid that perhaps when I come, I may find you to be not what you wish, that perhaps there is strife, jealousy, anger, tempers, debate, slander, gossip, arrogance, and disturbances. He said, I'm afraid when I come to Corinth, I'm not going to find a church. I'm just going to find a bunch of selfish people gathered together. He talks about the same thing at the church at Ephesus, the church at Philippi. Disunity destroys churches. I remember someone came to me and they said, Pastor, we need to do this. This is many years ago. No one tells me that anymore. Only about 20 times this week. And I said, okay. I said, but here's how I see that issue. And here's how the board saw the issue. The same, I agree with the board on that decision. And they got very upset. If I'm the pastor, and Matt, you come to me and you say, you know something, Pastor, you need to do this, and if you don't do this, I'm going to leave. If I do it to keep you here against what I feel is right, I'm making you the pastor. And I can't do that. As much as many times I would like to, that's my decision because God placed me in that position. So I'm not willing to give up this job that God called me to somebody just because of a threat. Now, I told you that to tell you this. We have people here from many different churches. Who is here from the Church of Christ? Stand up. Lynn and the Church of Christ. Yeah, look around. There's several of them came, and some of them came together. You can sit down now. They left their church, and many of them were there when they built the new building out on Sylvania Avenue. And Lynn was one of the music leaders over there. They had had weddings there. They had had funerals there. They had had baptisms there. Some of them had got saved there. But God told them to move. And what a blessing they have been here. A few weeks ago, we had everyone from North Cove Building stand up, and we honored them. I had married a lot of people there. I had many funerals there. I baptized many people there. We had people that got married there that wanted their kids to get married there. But we knew if the church's purpose was to win souls and the church's purpose was to teach people about the things of the Lord so they could live a victorious life in this world and the world to come, that we needed to make a move. And we did that. Who's here from the United Brethren Church? Many of you came together from stand up. You stand up, Larry. You can do it. Go for it. Okay. All right. You may be seated. They did the same thing. They had baptisms in that building. They had weddings in their building. They had funerals in that building. Some of their parents or grandparents helped sacrifice for that building. And the conference actually sold it out from under these people. And they came here. Every one of you here have been a major blessing. Now, we have a group that came from Door Street. I was over there 5 years and preached on Sunday morning. Pastor Kay was there 2 years before me and preached. All those from Door Street, I want you to stand up. Everybody from Door Street. There's Larry and Sue. I looked for you down here and didn't see you. Oh, she's walking with the wall. I see. Okay. I want you to stay standing. The Door Street building we have had for like 13 years. We sold it about 8 years ago on a land contract, and they couldn't pay for it. So we gave them 2 more years of rental so that they could pay for it. And they couldn't, and the congregation actually went down. These people, this is the church from Door Street. The church came with us. We left a building. It's kind of like when we leave our bodies behind when we go to heaven. Okay. Now you may be seated. Last Monday, we closed on that building, and we sold it to the Chinese Christian Church. And they have a Chinese service, and they have a English service. And they are good people. They love the Lord. They want to know how the baptistry worked, and we went through that. They're going to remodel the building. First thing they're going to do is take up the asbestos tile and put new flooring all the way through it. People's going to be getting saved there. We just deposited $381,000 in the bank. Jack, amen. Now, the rest of you that stood up, where was the money from your churches? No, I'm kidding. North Cove, we actually sold that for $500,000, and we put that in the ground. Before we ever laid a block on, we had buried that in the foundation and in the plumbing and in the sewer work and all of that. It just was in the ground before we went up one block here. Since Monday, everyone that I have told about closing on the building has had something to say about what we should do with $381,000. I don't know if you looked around, but this room was painted this week, except for this front. That'll be painted next week. Matt Orns is sitting back there. He's got us a good deal, and I think Jackie's meeting with him this week to put new carpet in the classrooms. We put new lighting out in the Northex. Last year, we put a $37,000 roof on the gym. We put $17,000 in the parking lot. We have the money to do that without the other money. Matter of fact, we have 40, let me look here. I had Jackie run. We have $46,908 in the bank without the $381,000. You all give good. You bring your tithes. You know why? You believe in living for the Lord. You got it in here. It's our relationship to Christ is what motivates us. I don't do this very often, and I thought a long time about whether to do it or not. I'm going to lay that down here. I bought some paper clips yesterday. You see them? They're all held together. They're held together by this bag. Let's say these paper clips are you. They're people that are in this church. And we're held together by this external bag. In other words, we're held together because we play softball, or maybe we work in the kitchen, or maybe we're in the music program, or maybe we're in one of the women's groups, or maybe we're in the bowling league, and maybe we play volleyball, or maybe we we're held together by all the activities and things that go on in the church. But when that activity stops, that ball playing stops, or that Bible study stops, there's nothing that holds us together anymore. We just scattered. Because we were held together by that which was external. We were held together as a church because of our friendship, because of our relationship. We're held together in our marriage because we like the color of their hair or the color of their eyes, or we like the way that they're built, or we like the job that they have. We're held together in a marriage by things that are external. But we can't be held together by that which is external, because when that is, which is external breaks, we fall apart. I bought the same amount of paper clips. It's also in a bag that's external. And when you don't get your way, you got to set the bench when you're playing ball, or the travelers don't go where you want to go, or the songs that we sing are not the songs that you like, or someone else gets to be a director and you don't, or the colors that you picked that you don't like, or you didn't get, or what you want to do with $381,000 or $400,000, you didn't get your way. The bag breaks. Look at that. That's why we did not split when we built this building. Because in the middle of this is a magnet. And it's not held together by what is external, it's held together by what is internal. In your marriage, when you say for sickness and health, for better or worse, you're going to have problems in your marriage. You say, well, have you, Pastor? Of course, Terry hasn't. But no. Of course, because you're different. You have different taste. But you know what holds you together through thick and thin, and what makes a marriage work and what makes a church work? The Holy Spirit is in here. God is in here, and greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. And this is held together, and you can't hardly pull it apart. Matter of fact, it'll hold together 2 and 3 deep because it's internal. This church is held together because the number one thing in this church isn't what we do with $400,000. So don't you dare dig in on your position. We want to know your position. Feel free to tell me as you go out, I think we ought to do this, or I think we ought to do that. Probably won't do it. We hold together because we're... You say, well, preacher, then you're going to get your way. I won't get my way. I divide it among the ministers, Michael. Oh. Don't ever forget this as we go forward with this church. Don't ever forget this. Now I'm going to do something else. Our offerings are up compared to last year. We're doing well. I want the finance committee to come up here. Greg, you're the head of the finance, you're the treasurer. Greg Najayam. Would the finance committee please come up? Come on, Pam. Come on, Becky. Just come right up here and stand right over there in that corner on the stage. Okay, right over there. These people have a meeting every month, and they go over the books of the church. Our books are audited every month, and every one of these is quite capable of the job that they do. Greg has been treasurer for many years. Jackie is our church administrator. She's on staff, and she has an accounting degree. Vicki has an accounting degree. Pam is vice president of Morgan Stanley. And John and Becky are just really sharp with money. You'll see where they live. Oh, my. John's an engineer. Becky's retired from workman's comp. She understands the state laws and things when it comes to dealing with those type of things, and Becky with the taxes. And anyway, it's a good group. They're appointed by our church council. Now I want our church council to come up here and stand right over here. Everybody that's on church council, come right up here. You say you have a large church council. We do. And we don't allow family members, none of the staff's family members on the church council, and there's no fathers and sons or brothers or sisters or mothers or daughters that are on the church council. Just stand right here. Let some of those late shorter ones be in front. Clint, come over here. There's a short one? Okay. Clint is a chairman of our church council. Now I want all the paid staff to come up here and stand by me. Where's Mary? All the paid staff, come up here and stand by me. And all the ministers, where's... I'm going to make an introduction. Alisa Keck. Alisa, when she was at the youth convention, was called into youth ministry. And she was teaching nursing at UTMC?
Lord's.
Oh, at Lord's and UTMC. And she resigned her job in order to do this. Thank the Lord Matt makes a lot of money. I mean, he has a good job, let's say it that way. Okay? That she could do that. Our job, where's the ministers? Come up here. Ministers. Our job is to make sure that we all keep our eye on the ball. Our job is to make sure that that magnet, that Holy Spirit that is within us, holds us together no matter what differences we have, no matter what opinions we have. Our job is to make sure this works, because Christ in you is the hope of glory. We want to know everyone's opinion. We have a lot of things that need done. There's a lot of ideas that's been thrown out there. One is build on the back of the church. Another is build a building over here. Another is put money in the bank. Another is, I mean, there's just tons of things. There's only one or two decisions going to be able to be made. These people here are going to make them. We're not going to make them. These people here are going to make them. These people here is going to look at the finances and make sure. The finance committee, let me tell you something. They're one of the reasons that we have money. They're one of the reasons that the offerings, the income around here, is greater than the expenses. And one of the changes that I made about, and it was my idea, and the council went along with it, I made this about probably 12, 13 years ago. The staff all works for me. Anything with two heads is a freak. And so they all report to me. I picked them. And I work for the church council. When the church council is together, they're my boss. No one of these come up to me and say, I'm on the church council, pastor, you need to do this. No, they're only my boss when they're together, because they represent the church. These guys help to carry out our one purpose, grow in the Lord and win people to Christ. These people appoint the finance committee. And that one change that we made to the bylaws about 12 years ago, Jackie, come around here. This was to separate the money from the pastor, the money from these pastors. She don't work for me. We made the church administrator's position, she's accountable to the church council, same as I am. I see the ministry and the money as two separate things. If I do the ministry, you won't have any trouble with the money. If I start worrying about the money, we're going to stumble through the ministry. So she handles that, and she saves us money, and she, you know, everybody on staff pays for themselves. I've told them all that. How do they pay for themselves? They get more people to come into church. They get more people. They keep you active. This board serves, each one serves for 3 years, and every year we have what's called a nominating committee, and they nominate 3 to 4 people, and then they're ratified by the church. And I tell the nominating committee, don't give me anyone that can't get at least 50% of the vote. Before that, back in the old building, we used to have to run 2 people for every position. So if we had 4 people we needed on council, we ran 8. 4 didn't get elected. But let's say back then we had 100 votes. We had 100 people could vote, and we were going to elect four, so that's 400 votes that can come in. Let's say everybody votes for Jason, that's 100 votes. Everybody votes for Larry, that's 100 votes. Now, not everybody would vote maybe for Pam. Maybe she got 80. That's 380 votes. We were getting people on church council with less than 25%. You just can't do that. So we changed it. Change doesn't come easy. People question that. But our church has run smooth. And it hasn't run smooth just because we have the finance committee or because we have a great church council or because we have a great staff. It runs smooth because our priority is keeping Christ in the center of everything. And that holds us together. If you're having trouble in your marriage, it's probably because of what's in the center of your marriage. And if Christ is there, it will draw you above every circumstance, and it will allow for forgiveness and allow for help because Christ is there. Now, y'all may go get be seated, everybody. I want the ministers to stay up here. The fellowship of the Holy Spirit motivates us. Compassion is our response to a brother's needs. That's why we have a strong benevolence around here. That's why we support missionaries. Because we know that at the heart of God is winning souls. That's why when someone dies, we quit buying flowers and we quit buying crosses. We buy Gideon Bibles. Because they go out and they continually give and continually give and they continually give. That was our older folks that decided that. That meet here once a month. So I want to ask you, are you operating in yourself and selfishness, or are you operating by the powers of the Holy Spirit? Can you give up when you don't get your way? Because if so, the only thing holding us together is the external, and we're done anyway. But if the Holy Spirit of God is what's holding you together and is what's holding this church together, then we will never break up or break down. And God will give these people the leadership they need, and they'll give this church council the right answers. And we can do more by praying, Lord, allow our church council to make the right decision. You know, you may not get your way for one reason. God may be testing you whether you're held together this way or by the external. And I pray that everyone wins that test. Now you say, preacher, did we really need that sermon? I hope not. But I can tell you something. When you start majoring on this, you've lost what church is all about. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this church. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that is the magnet that holds us all together. We thank you for one goal that we have so that we don't fall apart over the outside things, but we stick together through it all. Help us to remember this as we move forward. Help us to preach it to others as we hear things, and we'll give you the thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to Pastor Robert L. Fry from Heritage Church of God in Maumee, Ohio, where a salvation experience makes you a member. If you've enjoyed Pastor Fry's message today, we'd love for you to come and join us at Heritage Church of God. We're located at 3520 Strayer Road in Maumee, Ohio. Just look for the red brick church in the valley. If you'd like more information about Heritage Church of God, or you'd like to receive a copy of today's message, contact the church office at 419-861-9520 or visit our website at heritagechurchofgod.org. And this has been a Heritage Church of God audio outreach ministry.